This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Another session of sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Get involved. I know you, some of you hear this every night and go, come on, get on with it, Joe. Well, then if you hear me, do something about it. Anyway, head up to the website. Hope you guys are having a great, having a great week. You know, you hear all these people say the day is what you make it, and it is. I mean, look at it. If you feel like you're getting something accomplished, you feel really good. If you feel like you haven't got much accomplished, you don't feel so good, right? Hey, well, welcome WLSS 930 AM, The Answer, out of Sarasota, Florida. Thank you, my Sarasota listeners. Thank you. Look, we have picked up a bunch of stations in Florida and Washington State, which is kind of interesting. Not that I'm against Washington State by any stretch. Beautiful, beautiful country. But just the mere fact that it's so liberal. I mean, period. So I am amazed, you know. And again, I appreciate the time that you give us, the time that you're on the air with us. I very much appreciate that. Right? Give a shout out to listeners to KLID, 1340 AM, out of Poplar Bluff, right? And thank you. Thank you so much. I very much appreciate you guys. I get emails from you during the week, you know, talking about the show, making comments about some of the things you like and you don't like. Hey, look, I'm not gonna make it right for everybody, but I'll do my best. I promise. You know, again, I appreciate the time that you spend. You said, but get involved and get engaged. Get information. Make sure you know. Some of you have sent me emails, and not to put you down because I don't mean to do it, but don't tell me about the party line. I know what the party spews. All right? I know what they're spewing. I know what they're saying. It's to put it in a friend of mine's term, an acquaintance, it's a bunch of malarkey. All right? Seriously. The party wants you to believe, and it doesn't matter which party it is, the Dems or the Republicans. I'm not saying that we're better or worse than them. I happen to be a registered Republican. Because they more line up with my values. Not all of them. Some of them they've left while I've been on there or in there, but they more line up with my values. I was a Democrat for years. I mean years. I was what you would probably call a JFK Democrat, like the rest of my family are. Also want to give a shout-out to WSAR 1480 AM out of Fall River, Massachusetts, my home state. Hard workers there, very, very hard. Shipbuilding area. You know, very hardworking people. Anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's just get into it. Whistleblower or Trump hater? I mean, that's really the question for the hour. I think it's a Trump hater, frankly. Look, whistleblowing, if Trump has been giving away secrets to our nuclear codes, yeah, I want a whistleblower, right? If he's making deals in the background, right, to get more money put in his pocket or buddy of his, you know, maybe maybe making a deal for the uranium mines to be sold to his brother or something along those lines. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want to know about it. But right now, we've got no information. The CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, all the alphabet networks, they hate Trump so much. It's at 24/7. This is what he said. They have no proof. They have nothing. They have absolutely, we have an unnamed whistleblower, unnamed conclusion, unnamed facts, nothing. We have absolutely nothing. And do you really think that Trump, right, is so stupid? I know some of you hate him. You go, yep, I do. I mean, he's as dumb as Clinton, who didn't know what was classified, not classified in email. So, you know, it works all ways there. But do you really think that Trump is dumb enough not to know that people are listening to him? He's been having conversations all this time. Those conversations should go absolutely nowhere unless he is definitely giving away country secrets. If he's telling a world leader where our troops are going to be and how it can slow them down or do something, that's a different story. Not what he's doing, though. So again, unnamed whistleblower, unnamed conclusion. No facts, and they're running with it like they have seen and heard the conversation, right? It's just amazing. And this is what they do with everything. This is how they handle all these issues on a regular basis, and it's just flat out wrong. So the whistleblower complaint that reportedly involved allegations that President Trump made a troubling and unspecified promise. He promised something to a foreign leader to do something in case the foreign leader didn't do something that he wanted them to do. That's what it sounds like, doesn't it? And Washington's going out of its mind. And again, this is going to be another one of those things that's going to go absolutely nowhere. Yes, because the White House is going to keep them from getting their information. You mean just like Obama did. You know, it's really funny when I do that and they go, oh, here we go. You know, it doesn't matter what they did. Yeah, well, it does. See, here's what I tell them. Here's good for you, too, right? If they accepted the Obama administration using executive privilege not to answer questions, then they should have no problem with Trump doing the same thing. All right? Now, Fox News has not confirmed the report, but the White House officials have not yet offered additional comment on the claims. We're going to hit this more into the side of the news because these stories that are popping up are so fake, they don't even line up with each other. But they got the inside word. Show me senior host, just in the real time. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You really do know I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being engaged, being involved, being part of. Right? I mean, you need to be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can send me, look at joe@therealside.com. Send me an email. If you don't want to send me an email and you don't want to discuss it that way, I don't know what to tell you, because you got to get involved, you got to get engaged. If you sign up for our email or you don't want to sign up for our email, the other way to do it is to simply ask for text information. Right? You want the text alerts? Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. You can get our applications. Go to Apple or what's the other one? Android, right? So the Google Play Store and Apple Play Store, whatever they're called. You know what they are. Go get them. So if you don't, if the station in your area doesn't carry the show, then it's real simple. All you got to do is pull down the app, and you'll be able to listen to it in your car, or put the headset on, whatever. We're talking about the whistleblower. Is he a whistleblower, or she a whistleblower, or they a whistleblower, or them a whistleblower? I don't know what the proper pronoun is. Or are they a Trump hater? I say they're a Trump hater. Because look, you may not like what the president's doing, but his job, he was elected to protect us, to protect this country, and do the day-to-day business for us. And just because you don't like it doesn't give you the right to spill these information, these conversations. See, I think it should be the other way around. I think that when it comes to presidential, you better prove, before you open your mouth and say something, you better be able to prove it's detrimental to the country, or else maybe you should be brought up on treason charges. I'm still amazed that the women that went after Kavanaugh, why aren't they brought up on charges? Why aren't they investigated? How long do we keep letting one side accuse the other side, or one group accuse, and they're supposed to be believed? Let's see how honest these Democrat Me Too people are. When the women from Epstein finally start coming forward with the people that raped or abused them, I'll put it that way, right, that abused these underage girls. Trump railed against the Post, reported in a flurry of tweets that alleged his communications with foreign leaders were being blown out of proportion. Another fake news story out there never ends. And it doesn't. See, when you go reading something, or you go to see someone, or you listen to a conversation, and you've already got your mind made up that that person is a piece of crap, you will not be able to pull one positive remark out of it. Not one. Right? Because I understand that there may be many people out there listening from various U.S. agencies, not to mention those from the other country itself, and let's not forget our spies that are spying on the conversations. He said, knowing all this, is anybody dumb enough to believe that they would be able to say something inappropriate with a foreign leader on a potentially heavily populated call? No. Not at all. Right? And knowing how in your face he is about so many things, he would be the same way here. Wouldn't he? He'd say, yeah, I offered so-and-so this, or I said so-and-so you should do this. So what? He capped off his complaint by declaring, this is nothing more than presidential harassment. I believe him. It's not presidential harassment, though. It's Trump harassment. They hate you, Mr. President. They don't hate the presidential seat. They want that power back. And the deep state wants it just as bad, because everybody falls in line with them except for you. You're the first guy who hasn't. They don't know how to deal with you. They don't know how to deal with somebody like you, that will lay it out in plain simple and may even call them out in front of a group of people. Now, that Washington Post, I think it's the Washington Post, reported that a U.S. intelligence official filed the formal complaint in regard to Trump's communications with the unnamed foreign leader. The complaint, in turn, has triggered a showdown with Congress after Acting Director of National Intelligence Joe McGuire would not share the details of it to lawmakers. Those lawmakers press Intelligence Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson for details. They're looking for anything. They're scurrying around like little rats that think they smell food somewhere, right? And of all people that want something, Shifty Schiff is asking for information. This is the same guy who you have let off the hook, that you have given a pass to, who said he saw information linking the president to the Russians. Schiff, where is it? Right? This makes you an accessory. If you're hiding this information and you don't want to come forward with this, then you're an accessory. If you got information and proof of a crime and you know where it is and you don't tell the authorities about it, you don't show it to them, that makes you an accessory. After testimony, Intelligence Committee Chairman, Representative Adam Schiff, of California, of course, voiced concerns about not having access to the information. They were 3 hours in there. What information does he not have access to? Right? They can't write, you know, in the way that where they were, they couldn't take note. There's a lot of stuff they couldn't do. That's what they don't like. Schiff also released letters from the Inspector General that revealed the watchdog considered the complaint credible, dealing with an urgent concern. The letters revealed, you know, I'd like to see the whole thing. The letters reveal the office is now at an impasse with the Director of the National Intelligence over disclosure. Atkins wrote that the DNI, after consulting with the Department of Justice, determined the complaint does not have to be shared with the intelligence committees under law. He wrote that he would abide by that determination, but he disagreed with it, which is nothing new. People disagree with policies all the time. Schiff earlier told CBS, Face the Nation, that at least according to the Director of National Intelligence, this involves an issue of privileged communications, adding, I think it's fair to assume that this involves either the president or people around him or both. Of course it is. The president was on the phone. He said the Director of National Intelligence is going to undermine the whistleblower protections. It means that people are going to end up taking the law into their own hands and going directly to the press. Well, then they get arrested and get put in jail. You still have to follow the law, whether you like it or not. You still have to follow the law. And this is what's happened to the Democrats. They have become a lawless group of people, a lawless tribe, if you would. They don't like the law, break it. They encourage people to break the law all the time if they don't like it. And yet people almost kill themselves trying to get here because we are a rule of law country. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Young people afraid for their futures skipped school and protested around the globe to implore leaders to tackle climate change, turning out by the hundreds of thousands to insist the warming world can't wait for action.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Money, baby, real, let's just go down about it.
Marches, rallies, and demonstrations were held from Canberra to Kabul, from Cape Town to New York City, and German police even reported that more than 100,000 turned out in Berlin. The demonstrations were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg.
I'm just going to say that I'm so incredibly grateful for every single one of you, and I'm so proud of who has come here. It's not more than I think anyone had expected.
Thunberg spoke at a rally and is expected to participate in the UN Youth Climate Summit and speak at the UN Climate Action Summit with global leaders on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
You know what? This is great. But when you get to Route 66 at the California border, stop. Do not continue. Save yourself. Turn around. Go back. I mean, I'm not joking. I am serious. With that old saying, I'm as serious as a heart attack. Right? Do not continue on. Stop at the California border. Save yourself a lot of aggravation. Really, don't continue on. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and, you know, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just truly being involved, truly being engaged, truly being part of the solution. And that's what I want. You need to be part of the solution, right? Otherwise, in my world, I consider you part of the problem. It's really, for me, that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. We're talking about, I mean, I love these guys, right? They're always on Trump 24/7. The hate just keeps bubbling over for these people. And they can't, it's got to the point now where they can't even see it. Right? And no matter how bad it got with Obama, no matter how assaulted I felt with some of the stuff that President Obama did, never hated on the guy. I think a lot of what he did, I should say a lot. I think he did many things that were out and out illegal. I think there were many things that he did that he took advantage of his role, of his position. But I knew nobody was going to stop him. Most of us did. Because everybody around him agreed with him. See, I was talking about it before we went to the break. The lawlessness of the far left. If they believe it to be true and good and wonderful, then it's true, good, and wonderful, and it doesn't matter what we say. In a letter Tuesday to General Counsel for the Office of Director of National Intelligence, Jason Klatenik, I hope I get that right, wrote that the agency is protecting the whistleblower and argued that the allegations do not meet the definition of urgent concern. Now remember, these terms are all relative to the person that put them out there, right? I mean, Comey used many terms that Loretta Lynch turned around, but that's beside the point. But Comey had many terms for some of the emails that Mrs. Clinton played with. Mrs. Clinton had her own terms for those. Right? We have what we call treason. The Democrats laughed at when Obama did it. Now what the Democrats are calling treason. We're laughing at them. Everybody's got their own definition of what these things are. He said the complaint concerned conduct from someone outside the intelligence community. And it didn't relate to intelligence activity under the DNI supervision. Now, Schiff said last week that McGuire was required to share the complaint with Congress. And he said the attempt to hold it back raises serious concerns. Where was this concern when the FBI was holding information back when the Republicans were in power in Congress? He didn't have any. He didn't care. This is why we're in so much trouble, people. Because as I said before, and I meant it, we're no longer Americans. We are Democrats or Republicans. We might as well be Russia versus America. That's what it's come to. The ideology, and you know what? I'll say it again. I've said it before. And you got to prove to me it's different. There's a big difference to how we think. And I'm not talking about towards the country. See, they see us simply as inherently evil. We're just evil. There's no redemption for us. What was it? What did Mrs. Clinton call us? Deplorables? There is no redemption for us. We don't see them that way. We see them as ignorant. I see them as ill-informed, stuck on an ideology. I don't see Democrats as a whole as evil. Are there evil Democrats? Oh, yeah. I think Adam Schiff is one of them. I think he's a nasty, hateful man who believes he's right no matter what. And he doesn't care what he has to do, what he has to lie about. You know, it's funny how they keep talking about President Trump being the liar in chief. What about the lies of Schiff and Pelosi? When we go down a list of people, Maxine Waters. And yes, I'd like to lay them all out, but I ain't got 4 hours to do it. You can ease this. Matter of fact, this is a great one. If you go to YouTube and you Google, YouTube, the lies of Hillary Clinton, they have a 13-minute reel with the wonderful, the wonderfully laid out lies of Hillary Clinton. You should hear her tell the story. I think it was, what was it, the Bahrain airport that she went to, that she said they were ducking bullet fire. They were ducking live, live shooting. And yet they have video. I mean, she's either dumber than a rock or figures nobody's going to check into her. And yet they have live video of her giving her speech with no bullets flying, beautifully sunny day, bunch of kids lined up giving her flowers, a band playing. Where the bullets that she talks about, I have no clue where they're at. But they weren't there. And that's the stuff that you have to look at them and go, you know it's wrong. You know it's a lie. You know they have proof of it, and yet you still do it. And nobody makes a big deal out of it. Not a word. Right? And it's just amazing. So this stuff is not going to... And I got news for you. When he leaves office, it won't stop then either. They hate him so much for the damage he's done to the deep state, for the damage he's done, the way he's exposed. Listen, I got to tell you something. If I was him, what I would start doing next year, February, March-ish, I would start declassifying all kinds of papers. I would start laying out everything so they could see how corrupt that the DOJ was under Obama. I don't expect the rank and file to be upset about anything they hear or see because they'll believe it all to be a lie. But I hope and I'm believing and I'm praying that these guys lay it all out. Here's another one I thought was pretty interesting. Sarah Carter reported live on Fox News that McCabe says that he'll take everyone down with him. How long do you think he'll live? I'm not joking. I'm dead serious here. How long do you think he'll survive with that comment? See, I wouldn't have made the comment. I would have just done it, right? I would have gone into Congress or wherever I needed to go. I would have asked. I would have told him, hey, I got good stuff for you guys. Bring me in. Let me testify. and I would have just laid them all out. Everything that was said. Right? So, what did Mrs. Clinton say? If I go down, I'm taking half of D.C. with me. That tells you that there's a bunch of mess there that they know about. You got McCabe. You got Hillary Clinton. And others that have said, hey, they take me down, I'm taking down a bunch of people with me. Do it. What are we waiting for? I would love it. I want to hear it. I want to hear what they are, no matter how. Listen, if they're not true, then lay it out there. It's not a big deal. If they are true, well, duck and cover. Really, for me, it's really that simple. Let's see. A lot of good stuff here. Oh, I like this one. Can I pull this one off? Yeah, I think I can pull this one off. Weinstein's attorney says that his whole life has been ruined. He'll never get to be Harvey Weinstein ever again. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody wants him to be Weinstein ever again. I don't even want to hear his name. He needs to go to jail for what he did to those women. And frankly, anybody who covered for him needs to go to jail along with him. Matter of fact, maybe they should be put in the same cell with him. I'm just saying. How do you let that happen? How do you let them get away with that? How do you do that? And his attorney is concerned for his health. What about the women that he abused, some that he actually raped? An attorney representing disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein in a sexual assault case set to go to trial next year. Why wait so long? Said the former producer's whole life has been ruined after more than 70 women in recent years accused him of sexual misconduct. Now, how many of those women had to come forward and make a big deal before some mainstream Democrats would pull away from him? Give that some thought and then tell me how righteous they are. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
I love the music. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, as I love to say. Because if you're not part of the solution in my world, in my mind, you're part of the problem. You're just sitting by the keyboard and pounding away and yelling at other people on Facebook or wherever, Twitter or whatever it is. I don't know. Really think about it. What kind of a change are you making? Are you winning anybody over? Are you getting anybody to think you're, you know, come up with your way of thinking? I don't think so. I don't anymore. You know what I do? I go into these, I drop little bombs on these Facebook groups. Give them stuff to think about. And, you know, I can almost always tell you how they're going to respond, what they're going to do. And I just don't care anymore. Because I have come to the conclusion that there's no changing their mind. If you hand them the truth, if you hand them facts in a paper bag, marked fact, marked truth, right, put it in their hands, they still can't find it. So we're talking about a whistleblower. I mean, I'm done with this for now, but basically, I'm sure it'll unfold over the next few days. I'm sure it'll unfold into nothing again. You know, especially when Schiff's the one is out in front with it. When he's the one out in front, you know it's a line of garbage. You know it's a big nothing burger, but he's put ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise and more lettuce and more tomato on it to try to make it look bigger than what it is. It ain't nothing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. We're talking about Weinstein. Yeah, I know. Well, I had, the other one was still rolling around in my mind. We're talking about, you know, Weinstein's all upset. His attorney says he's very upset because he'll never be, right, Harvey Weinstein again. Well, thank you, God. We don't want you to be him again. And as I said, lock him up. And maybe we, I don't know, I'd have to think this one through as to who we would make his cellmates. You know what I mean? You know where I'm going with this? Maybe he needs to be felt or feel the heat, feel the pressure. And he's concerned that his whole life has been ruined. Now, I realize he hasn't been convicted as of yet. But if 70 women have come forward, if people that worked around him have come forward and said, yeah, I helped him, I would venture to guess that at least one of these is true. I'm just saying. In an interview with CBS News, Gayle King, that was released last week, attorney Donna Rotono said that she believed that no matter what the outcome of the pending criminal case against Weinstein is, in which two women accused him of sexual assault, he'll pay a bigger price for that. Even if, as a matter of fact, remember something, he apologized at one point. What's he apologizing for if he didn't do anything wrong? She said, even if he wins, his whole life is ruined. He's toppled. He's damaged. And whether, ready for this one, it's by his own doing or others, that's a fact. No matter what we do, we can walk out of that courtroom with a not guilty, walk him out to the courtroom steps, and he'll never be Harvey Weinstein again. Rotono was also asked about her thoughts on the Me Too movement, which was sparked in 2017, right, including Gwyneth Paltrow, Selma Hayek, Ashley Judd, and many more. They all brought allegations of sexual assault against Weinstein, all of which he has denied. Right, I've heard you say that you're not really a blank. Is it believer or supporter of Me Too movement, King asked. Yeah, it's more of a supporter, Rotono replied. I think in many ways there are good things about Me Too, and I've said this, but what bothers me about Me Too is it allows the court of public opinion to take over the narrative. Well, you know, if you think about this, all those years that he was able to abuse those women, all those years he got away with that. And people around him knew what he was doing, and they didn't do anything about it. Not a thing. I don't get it. It allows the court of public opinion to take over the narrative. And when you can't come out of that, you know, and then either correct or challenge the narrative, it puts you in a position where you're stripped of your rights. Which seems to be okay for the president, though, huh? Rotono expressed confidence that Weinstein would be cleared of the wrongdoing when asked about the defense strategy. Well, the strategy is defending him, period. I mean, nothing else, just defending him. But it's just evaluating the case for what it is and determining whether or not these allegations are things that can be refuted. And in the criminal case, there are two charges, there are two charged victims. And in both cases, she said, I feel strongly about the fact that we have evidence that's favorable to us and that will exonerate him. Well, what's interesting is the people around him that worked with him have come out and said point blank that they, I don't want to say that he's guilty, period, end of discussion, but that he's guilty, period, end of discussion. Well, look, I don't know how you deal with this. And when I say it that way, here's what I mean. You've got, I think at one point in time, it's been a while since I did this story, you got about 16 assistants around him that have come forward and said, yes, they help encourage the women to go into the office with him or to get into situations with him. They brought him women. Now, they don't get anything out of this. Some of them are totally ashamed of what they did, but they can't be that ashamed because they did it and it didn't seem to bother them before. All of a sudden, it bothers them now. Why? Because they got caught? Seriously. What other reason would you be upset about it? She goes on to say, it's not minimizing it, but for my purpose in this case, it's not where I have to put my time or attention. It's really about making sure those issues don't cloud our ability to pick a fair jury. I'd love to be on that jury. Right? No, seriously, I'd love to be on that jury. Because I would love to be, well, I guess you can't ask any questions. Never mind, I don't want to be in a jury. Take it back. 855 rules. But think of the guts of that. Oh, woe is me. I'll never be that guy with all the money and be able to abuse women again. I'll never be that Harvey Weinstein that's able to come out. I mean, look at Epstein. Right, we're going to talk about that more next week with Brad Dacus. Now, I'm hoping that these women that were abused by him and others around him, they get their day in court. They need to get their day in court. It's only fair. Right? I mean, he should be subjected or the people involved. And there are some people that their skin is going to crawl, the Democrats. Right? So they need to get their day in court. Right? A woman who claimed that Jerry Epstein paid her to have sex with Prince Andrew said in her first TV interview that the Duke of York thanked her after their first sexual encounter. He was an abuser. He was a participant, Virginia Robert Giuffre says, of Andrew in an interview with the NBC Dateline. The interview with Giuffre includes five other Epstein accusers, including three who are speaking publicly for the first time. She repeats accusations she made in the court papers when she was 17 in 2001. She was forced to have sex with Andrew. Now, a photo released by the New York Appeals Court in August shows Andrew with his arm around her. Giuffre says it was taken in the apartment of Epstein's longtime girlfriend. I don't even know her name, Maxwell. But, you know, you have to look at this stuff. You have to think about this. Again, people knew about this guy for years. Democrats knew about this guy. People in high positions of authority knew about this guy. And he got away with it. He got away with it because there is a double, triple, and quadruple standard, right? She went on to say, the first time I was in London, I was so young, she said. She said Ghislaine woke me up in the morning and said, you're going to meet a prince today. I didn't know at that point I was going to be trafficked to that prince. Giuffre says that night that she went to a London hotspot with Maxwell, Epstein, and Andrew, where the prince gave her vodka and said, hey, let's dance. She says that at the end of the night, Maxwell told her Andrew was coming back with them to Maxwell's place, and Kristen said that he's coming back to the house, and I want you to do for him what you do for Epstein, she said. I wonder what that means. 17 years old. Right? Flown out of the country. Having sex with the prince. She said she had sex with him in the bathroom and then in the bedroom. She said he wasn't rude or anything like that. He did say thank you afterward. My God. She said that she had sex with Andrew two more times. The encounters happened in Epstein's New York apartment and then at his Virgin Islands estate. I mean, again, I hope. Let's see if the Democrats can be people of their word. I hope that they will believe these women. Because these women are going to come after a lot of people in the Democrat Party. Hey, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. A lot more coming up. God bless. Don't go far. Really, heat up your coffee and come on back.